From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting. The U.S. Vice President issues a warning to Europe. The U.S. Vice President Joe Biden has warned European nations today to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections in the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote that's bringing Donald Trump to office this week. Biden made his comments at the Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Iraq's prime minister is demanding full disclosure about events surrounding the 2003 U.S.-led invasion of Iraq. Haider al-Abadi told reporters Tuesday that he would like to see a thorough investigation of America's decision-making that took the U.S. forces from liberating the country from Saddam Hussein's terrorist regime to occupying Iraq, he said. Al-Abadi says the invasion, in fact, unleashed instability and led to chaos that persists to this day. He added that America's involvement in Iraq opened the doors for all terrorist groups from all over the world to enter the country, something Iraqis paid dearly for. The Iraqi premier, in a veiled message to the incoming Trump administration, also said he hopes that Iraqis will be compensated for the tragedies and catastrophes they endured. Senegalese and Nigerian forces are gathering at Gambia's border, vowing action if President Yahya Jammeh does not heed a call from West African leaders to step aside for Adama Barrow, the declared winner on December 1st. The move comes after Gambia's National Assembly extended Jammeh's term by 3 months under a newly declared state of emergency. Stay with us on VOA for further developments in this story. This is VOA News.